Hi, my name is Katie Masouris. We're here at Blue Hat. I'm a security strategist with Microsoft, and I'm speaking with Brian Sullivan, a security program manager with Microsoft, and also a Blue Hat speaker. Brian, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
So, what is your talk about?
Well, I'm actually talking. It's not really a technical talk. It's what I learned in my first 30 days at Microsoft. I've only been here for a few months now, so I kind of wanted to come at some problems with some fresh eyes and see some interesting observations about things, how things can get better.
Okay, so what is your area of expertise? What are you working on here?
Well, I'm actually on the SDL team, which is the Security Development Lifecycle, and this is a team that we make development practices to make our developers more secure, to kind of bake in security from the beginning instead of just trying to brush it on at the end. So the way I came at it, and my background is in web app security. So I'm kind of like the first web app security SME on the SDL team. So I started looking at what are some issues that are currently being addressed, and what is not currently being addressed in the SDL right now.
Great. So web 2.0, I'm assuming, is what you're talking about here?
Well, not just web 2.0, but even some classic web 1.0 stuff.
Okay.
Actually, one of the earliest things I did was there's an organization called OWASP, which is the Open Web Application Security Project, and one of their claims to fame is they published a top 10 list of the most frequently encountered and most highest impact web application vulnerabilities. So I said, just to kind of get a baseline of where I am in my job to do, I'm gonna see how well we take care of that. So I made a mapping of the SDL to the OWASP top 10. Now, the number one issue on OWASP is, no surprise to anyone who's familiar with the web app space, is cross-site scripting. Now, we cover that in the SDL really, really well. And the same with number two on the list is injection flaws. So this would cover SQL injection, XPath injection, things like that. And again, we cover it really well. Actually, there's a fair amount of the list that we do cover well, but there's a fair amount of the list that we don't really cover so well.
So what are the kinds of things that you're putting in place to increase our coverage in those areas?
Well, that's a great question. So when I first started looking at the list, and I said, there's gaps here. This is a problem I can solve. So I started drafting proposals for new SDL requirements and new tools and everything that could help us fill these gaps in the process. And I took it over to the online services guys who were going to have to be the first ones to kind of implement all this work.
So these are the MSN, the
right,
Hotmail guys,
exactly,
all
right,
these guys.
Okay. All these guys. So I took it over to them and I'm like, hey guys, I've got all this stuff that will solve all your problems if you just follow these processes, and like, boom, drop it on their table. And they're like, well, that's nice, Brian. We're willing to do this. It's okay. There's no obscenity involved. we'll do all this, but what are you going to take away? And I said, excuse me? They're like, well, what are you going to take away? And I said, well, nothing. Everything that's in there is important, and all this new stuff is important, too. And they're like, well, that's impossible. Our release cycles are already stretched so thin, mm-hmm. we simply don't have time to consume your new mountain of new requirements. And that's kind of when I realized there was a much bigger problem at work, which is not just that there are some gaps in the coverage, although that is serious, but a much bigger problem is that the SDL was originally designed around our big box products, our marquee names, our Windows and Office and SQL Server and things like that.
Right.
And these products have, like, 2-year-long release cycles, 3-year-long release cycles.
Right, so there's already time, you know, or at least some leeway built in there in those development cycles to fit in some extra steps or to build in some extra steps,
right, exactly,
to identify them. But with the web, right, it's
right,
a much shorter development cycle.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So that... If you look at it this way, that cost of complying with the SDL in Windows is amortized over a 3-year-long release cycle.
Right, that's a good point.
But in a web app, they don't have a 3-year-long release cycle.
Right.
They've got a 3-week-long release cycle.
Is it really that short in some cases?
In some cases, it's as short as 1 week.
That's amazing.
Teams are literally pushing new bits to the customer every single week.
So what are some of the things that, you know, that we're able to do to kind of address this short development cycle?
Well, that's...
And what are some of the things that maybe you can recommend to our watchers out there who are developing things in-house that have the same problems?
Well, at this point, I'm reluctant to give out details of what we're doing. But we are actively working on the problem. So myself and Michael Howard and some also some very, very talented people from teams all across the company are working on updating, on fine-tuning, if you will, the SDL so that it better meets the needs of these online services teams. So that we still have, I mean, we can't and we won't ever release, knowingly release insecure software to our customers. That's just, that's not responsible. But we also have to be respectful of the time that these developers are taking. And we can't, even in a 2 week long project, even if we could fit the whole SDL to do it, that might leave them, what, one day every 2 weeks for new feature development? And right. And that's not respectful either. The way we're going to succeed is through new features. Mm-hmm. So our challenge is to adapt that process so that we have the same level of security and still allowing teams to have the vast majority of their time available for new features, and that's going to allow us to fold in all that new stuff that I really want to put in to stay secure. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. I think we've got our work cut out for us, but I think we've got some ideas on where to go. Again, a little reluctant because it's still in the earlier phases, mm-hmm. But hopefully we can come back here in the fall Blue Hat, and I can tell you all exactly what we're doing and all the success stories of it.
Cool. Well, in terms of developers out there who are looking to build some kind of SDL into their process, what do you think is probably the biggest bang for their buck that they can incorporate today that, you know, that will help them be more secure?
Wow. Okay, at least in terms of web applications.
Right.
The best advice I could ever give is to validate all your input.
Validate your input, people.
I don't know if any web guy has ever given any other answer to that question. It would solve so many problems. It would solve proper input validation would solve the cross-site scripting number one issue and SQL injection problems, command execution, buffer overflows, malicious file. Pretty much most of that top 10, if you can come up with an appropriate input validation strategy, you're gold.
Right, because I mean, if you think about it, what are the attackers doing? They're providing malicious input
hacking is not this like this weird mystery science. What you're doing is the attacker is providing the application is expecting data and the attacker is providing code and the application treats that data as code and executes it. So if you validate that input to say, ah, you know what? I was expecting a zip code and you gave me a bunch of machine language. Obviously, this is not a zip code. I'm just going to throw it out.
Right.
If all applications did this successfully, we would probably see an 80% reduction. I think that's the most commonly given statistic is that input validation, improper input validation accounts for 80% of all web vulnerabilities.
So, in terms of developers who develop on Microsoft platforms, are there libraries or reference materials that they can look at that will help them with their input validation?
Sure, absolutely. There's on our MSDN site, Patterns and Practices, I know we have a lot of good guidance available. We have, if you're an ASP.NET developer, we have built-in validation controls that are perfect for this kind of thing. We have regular expression libraries, which if you're using maybe web services and validator controls are not particularly appropriate in that situation, the regex libraries are your next best bet. Maybe a little more work, but definitely still worth the effort. And again, there's a lot of good guidance and a lot of help out there to make your task easier.
Great. Well, anything else you want to add?
I guess not so much. I just want to say to talk about the importance of the SDL and following all the security development lifecycle problems or all the security development lifecycle procedures. Help us make more secure software throughout.
Sounds great, and we look forward to the next Blue Hat, where you're going to be able to show off some of the changes that you made.
I very much hope so.
And give us the gory details. So thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you.
All right.